Magic Breakfast with Scudder
and Brooke.
Welcome to World Sleep Day.
Best day of the year, I reckon.
Well, we're thinking of stuff to do, and we're like, could we just have a little nap on air?
We don't live in Berry, which is a problem. We can't just, you know, drive home and have a nap during the day either.
Both of us live at least 15 minutes from the station. So, like, a lot of people just go home, have a quick nap at lunch and stuff.
We can't do that. No.
But we are in Berry, and just around the corner from us are a lot of beds. In Berry Better.
Yes.
In the furniture department.
A lot
department.
Of lovely looking, cosy, well-made beds.
Well-made beds. And you know, in those furniture places, they don't really like you stuffing up their displays.
They don't like it at all.
They especially don't like you when you go and have a nap in one of their
beds. Absolutely, they don't.
But what if they didn't know that you were there at all? We set out a little bit of a mission.
We did.
Yesterday, you and I.
We had to get into a bed to take a nap for World Sleep Day.
Who can take a nap in one of the beds at Berry Better without the staff knowing you're there?
Not being caught, yeah.
We had very different approaches, you and I. I went first. And you were back in the control room in the HQ with all the cameras. We had all the cameras set up under the premise that we were filming a little video for Sean.
Yes.
Poor Danielle in the furniture department had no idea.
We were not filming a video for Sean.
And she was not alone in that furniture department either. Here's what happened when I had a go at getting into one of the beds at Berry Better.
He's made it to the bedding section. Very cat-like approach. She's walking in his direction. Her back is turned. Is he going to go for it?
I don't know about you, but I was sweating.
Edge of my seat stuff. It was so stressful to watch. So stressful.
At one stage, I was crawling, like army crawling, flat on my stomach across the bedding section of Berry Better.
Yeah.
And then you had to go after me.
I did.
Bit of a different approach.
I had a very different approach. I actually had help. I got a decoy in.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you so much, Anthony. He was amazing. I think he nearly bought a lounge.
He almost had a lounge. Here's what happened when Brooke had her attempt.
She can't get out of there. Brooke would be absolutely packing it right now. They are looking at the couch that she's hiding behind. Customers walked past. They didn't notice her. I can only imagine what Anthony's saying. Poor Danielle thinks she's got a sale.
Poor Danielle.
It was so stressful. I think I was like a metre and a half from them at one stage.
At one stage, she was arranging the couch cushions on the couch that you were behind, and I was screaming at the security cameras like, stop moving, Brooke, you're about to be found.
And then it went through my head, what if I scare this poor woman?
Poor Danielle. I mean, lucky she's a great sport.
Oh, she took it amazingly.
She really did. If you want to know, if we made it into one of the beds at Berry Better and had a little kip yesterday afternoon, Magic931 on Facebook. Check out the video right now. I think we need to go take Danielle some chocolates.
Yeah,
or
I agree.